Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I would like to gift my book, The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance, to you at goldenkey.gift, where you can get the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD at checkout. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back. Here we go. It's a wonderful day in paradise. Actually, it is a holiday here in America. It's the 4th of July. Hope you guys are enjoying it wherever you are, whenever you are. You may not be listening to it on the 4th, but as I record, it's the 4th. And so hopefully none of you blow any hands off, get hit in the eye with a bottle rocket or anything like that. I just watched a video of some guy letting his friend shoot fireworks at him. Not a good idea. but I would like to take today's holiday and sort of allow it to guide the conversation. I feel like it's a good day to talk about freedom. What do you guys think? So, that's what we're going to chat about here in a little bit. Before I dive into my thoughts on freedom and what it means and how we get there, and, you know, very much in line with what we're talking about every day, really. But before I do that, I would like to take some time to read a review on iTunes. I have a review here from Pearl from Venus, and the title is, "If you're looking for confirmation, here it is. Obviously, someone is reaching me through you guys because every podcast I pick to listen to, I don't listen in order for some reason, has a major message to me exactly at the right moment. I listened to the Animal Guides episode and I'm thinking, OMG, really not trying to see a frog, Brandon, but I know it's going to happen now. Go home, put my purse on my bed, and there's a butterfly design on it that I had never noticed before. A monarch at that. And what did I place my purse on? My little plushy frog. My friend won for me years ago in one of those claw vending machine game things. It made me reevaluate because I was thinking exterior and my spirit frog and butterfly, I guess, decided to let me know that I have everything I need surrounding me." Oh, I like that. I like that definition of it. Also, episode 208, I just listened yesterday and I was just thinking I need a vacation. I need to work harder to get out of my job. And here comes Anita talking about traveling and putting in 2 weeks' notice. I just couldn't believe it. I always shed a tear or two because I can feel love coming from you and through you from Source. And this podcast really does give me hope for humanity. In recent years, I've noticed a shift of consciousness. 2012 was a wild year for me in 2016, but it's all uphill in unison from now on. Never stop. And I'm super excited about the app you spoke of. Everyone you bring on the show is amazing in their own right. All the music is so perfect every time. I just love it. You're giving me life here in the ATL. Things couldn't be orchestrated any better. Love, love, love to you. Aw, thank you so much, Pearl from Venus, for completing the circle of love I'm putting out into the world by reflecting it back to me. It definitely warms my soul, warms my heart, makes me smile, makes me laugh, and certainly fuels my fire to continue this labor of love. So for those of you who haven't taken the time to review on iTunes, please do so. If you could, if you would, I'd love you. I love you no matter what, but I would extra love you by even reading it on the show, as you guys know I like to do. So, and if not, that's okay too. I still love you regardless. And of course, also join the Facebook group. Positive Heads continues to grow. It's a private group so that you can actually open up to people with questions, things that you may not want to publicly broadcast. So if any of you are wondering why it's private, that's the reason. Just so, you know, you can not worry about people who maybe aren't fully understanding of your spiritual journey, or there's private things that you don't want to open up to your, you know, everyone in the world, including your close friends and family list. So that's why it's private. Once you join, you can really feel free to open up. I encourage you guys to open up. There's so much wisdom being spread there. So many wise individuals, beautiful reflections in the group that will, I assure you, you will get good feedback for any sort of question, concern that you have, thought, or if it's just sharing and uplifting others. That's, of course, always a beautiful thing to do as well. So get on the Positive Heads Facebook group if you're not there. Otherwise, I also love getting questions from you guys and addressing those on the show. So you can write questions through the Facebook group. You can also email me directly, brandon@positivehead.com, or you can go to positivehead.com website and submit a question through the contact page. There's even a phone number there where you can leave a voicemail. So moving right along, I would like to talk a little bit about the concept of freedom. Perfect day to do that, right? Right. So as I contemplated what it means to be free this morning, I came across a quote. I was looking for something in particular, and what I found I liked even more. And it's by Hafiz. And Hafiz said many, many moons ago, every child has known God, not the God of names, not the God of don'ts, not the God who ever does anything weird, but the God who knows only four words and keeps repeating them, saying, come dance with me, come dance. I love that. What a beautiful, beautiful concept. And what a freeing concept. What is God is not this this man on a throne with a big beard who's waiting to judge you. That would be weird, I believe, when he's saying here, who not the God who ever does anything weird. All these judgments, all these man-made, God is a jealous God. All these man-made ideas we've heard about. That's weird. In a sense, I would say that's weird. It's very reflective of man. And I would believe source is bigger than that. And at the end of the day, what source is saying always, it's always beckoning to you, come dance with me, come dance with me. And that's what we're trying to do here. That's what we are doing here. Not just trying, we're doing it. We are figuring out how to dance with God every time we accept what is. We are making room for what is. Can I be the space for that? Whatever arises, love that. And Rumi said, a secret freedom opens through a crevice you can barely see. And that's how it starts with us all, right? There's a sort of little opening for so many people, even in the, you know, like the reviews I just read, you know, you guys hear them all the time. Someone who just happened to search randomly one day and find this show for them was sort of the crevice, right? And there's, I can't imagine anything more uplifting, inspiring to keep me going than to know that I have served in that way, to be that sliver of light coming through for someone. But once you see that crevice, you barely see it, you tune in, you find whatever your path is to understanding the ultimate nature of reality. And that's how source views things. That's how God behaves. It's embracing of it all because it understands it's all serving a purpose. It's all happening for good in the end. And that's freedom. That's the freedom we're seeking. That's the freedom we all are striving for, is to just be at peace with what is. Not even necessarily always happy with what is. It's okay if it's something that we wouldn't prefer, right? But when you're not attached to your preferences, you have them and then you let them go. And oh, here's something else other than a preference that has showed up. Well, my job is to find what it's trying to tell me about myself. What is the, how can I deal with this in the most graceful, non-reactive way possible? And that's freedom. That's when you're finding your own freedom, as we all get better and better and better at managing our reactions. We show up as we want to be. We are proactive instead of reactive beings. That's the beginning of freedom. Otherwise, think of all the people out there who are just, you know, completely lost to the illusion. And as a result, they're a puppet on a string. You know, they show up in their world. If this happens, I'm happy. If this happens, I'm sad. If this happens, you know, in between. If this, it's reaction, reaction, reaction. Well, you're a slave then. You're a slave to the reflections in 3D, reflections in the world. Not even realizing that those reflections are showing up as a reflection of some previous vibration you've offered, right? So you're sort of creating and then a slave to your own creation in a sense. And when we can learn to let it go completely and just say, you know what, my job today, my number one thing is I'm going to show up at peace with what is. And if something comes at me that I wouldn't really consciously call in, I wouldn't say, yeah, this is what I want to happen today as I sort of make my daily plan. Then with that, I'm going to be even more intrigued and interested to see how I can use it as a game, how I can almost gamify my reality, use it as a tool. Ah, here's something that's challenging that I wouldn't have chosen. Now let's see how I deal with it. Let's see if I can up my non-reactivity, right? And proactively just be at peace with it, observe it. Calm is my superpower. And that's what I've started to do is I have these challenges with friends or family. And I've talked about that even in recent days, really working on it. Ah, here's an opportunity for you, Brandon, to not do what you've done before, which is react, get really worked up into a heightened state, energetically, get excited and not even necessarily a positive way, right? Reactive and maybe confrontational, argumentative, all those things which I can have a tendency to do. Now, not to say I don't ever do them. I do. It's two step forward, it's one step back. I'm certainly certain family members like my brother are really good at pushing my buttons and bringing it out. And that's why he's my brother, right? That's why we've been so closely connected because we are such close reflections and we, you know, we serve each other in that way. Oh, here's a reflection of something that you want to work on in yourself. So let's work out that muscle. And he may not even be aware that's what he's doing for me. As I become more aware that's what he's doing, I get better and better. Certainly, I'm far from perfect with this, but getting a little bit better each day, a little bit better each day. I'm getting stronger. I'm working that muscle out, and I'm free when I'm not reacting. You know, that is freedom. When you are caught in the illusion, you are caught in the illusion and you are a victim in a sense to these external stimuli, these external circumstances. And so it's going to take you on a roller coaster that you didn't sign up for. You didn't want to go on. So yeah, finding freedom by understanding perceptions, how to change our perceptions about what's happening. That's really the key. And I've actually found a video by Thich Nhat Hanh, the great Buddhist teacher. And he's talking about this, about freedom. It's called, the name of the clip is Thich Nhat Hanh About Freedom. I found it on the Seeking Archives YouTube page. Let's hear his perspective.
In Buddhism, we speak of Nirvana, which is the cessation of all suffering. Nirvana means the cessation, the extinction of all suffering. But our suffering come from our wrong perceptions, avidya, misunderstanding. And that is why the practice of meditation, the practice of looking deeply, has the purpose of removing wrong perceptions from us. If we are able to remove our wrong perceptions, we will be able to be free from the afflictions and the sufferings that always arise from wrong perceptions. You have wrong perception on yourself and on the other, and the other has wrong perception on themselves and on you. And that is the cause of fear, of violence, of hatred. And that is why trying to remove wrong perceptions is the only way to peace. And that is why Nirvana is, first of all, the removal of wrong perceptions. And when you remove wrong perceptions, you remove the suffering. And to meditate deeply, you find out that even ideas like being and non-being, birth and death, coming and going, are wrong ideas. If you can touch reality in depth, you realize that suchness means the ultimate reality is free from birth, from dying, from coming, from going, from being, from non-being. That is why Nirvana is, first of all, the removal of notions, of ideas that serve the base of misunderstanding and suffering. If you are afraid of death, of nothingness, of non-being. Because you have wrong perceptions on death and on non-being. The French scientist Lavoisier said, there is no birth, there is no death. He just observed reality around him and come to the conclusion that rien ne se crée, rien ne se perd. When you look at a cloud, you think that the cloud as a being. And later on, when the cloud become the rain, you don't see the cloud anymore, and you say the cloud is not there. And you describe the cloud as non-being. But if you look deeply, you can see the cloud in the rain. And that is why it's impossible for a cloud to die. A cloud can become rain or snow or ice, but the cloud cannot become nothing. And that is why the notion of death cannot be applied to reality. There is a transformation. There is a continuation. But you cannot say that there is death. Because in your mind, to die means from something, you suddenly become nothing. From someone, you suddenly become no one. And so the notion of death cannot apply to reality, whether to a cloud or to a human being. The Buddha did not die. The Buddha only continued by his Sangha, by his Dharma. And you can touch the Buddha in the here and the now. And that is why ideas like being born, dying, coming and going, being and non-being should be removed by the practice of looking deeply. And when you can remove these notions, you are free and you have non-fear. And non-fear is the true foundation of great happiness. As far as fear is there in your heart, happiness cannot be perfect. And that is why nirvana is not something that you get in the future. Nirvana is the capacity of removing wrong notions, wrong perceptions, which is the practice of freedom. Nirvana can be translated as freedom, freedom from views. And in Buddhism, all views are wrong views. When you get in touch with reality, you no longer have views. You have wisdom. You have a direct encounter with reality. And that is no longer called views.
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to tell you about our sponsor, Talkspace. When it comes to therapy, getting the help you need has never been so simple. Talkspace is like having a therapist in your pocket because you're able to access them from the comfort of your device via audio, video, or text 24/7. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform and has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties. I believe it is important, if you're struggling, to realize it's okay to seek therapy. And this is the simplest way I know of to do it. And it's for a fraction of the cost of in-house therapy. Once you join, you can speak with someone that same day. You'll set goals with your therapist and they hold you accountable and make sure you're really progressing. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code POSITIVE to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's positive at Talkspace.com.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about nirvana, right? Over time, that blissed out state of, you know, what is it? It's removing wrong perceptions. That's really what the root of everything we're working on the show, right? Wrong perceptions. He says there's the root of suffering. He gives, you know, one of the ways to work on that, of course, one of the most powerful ways is meditation, right? Meditation helps to remove wrong perception. It helps you to, you will have light bulbs go on. You will turn corners, so to speak, within your inner being when you get quiet in a meditative state. And basically what he says here is, look, removing wrong perceptions is the only way to peace. You know, ultimate reality is free from birth and death, coming and going, being and non-being. He uses the cloud as an example, how clouds change forms. And, you know, it's what we've heard said. It's physics, right? Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It only changes states. What are we right here? What am I? What are you listening to right now? Well, you're listening to atoms that have reconfigured into this avatar, Brandon Beacham, that is, was once, these same atoms were part of a star that were born were part of this other large, amazing, luminous being that we call a star. It lived out a full life cycle, billions of years, died, exploded outward. The atoms then come back together, and here it is, reconfigured into a new form. But it's the same atoms. And isn't that amazing when you realize you are made of stars? And what will happen with you one day? You will go back into the earth, and you will be dispersed to the earth, which then will come through in the grass, which then will, in a tree and whatever. I actually am interested. I don't know if you guys have seen those pods that you can have your body put into, and then it plants you as a tree. That's what I think I want to do. So be pretty cool. 1,000 years from now, my ancestors can come and gather under the tree that was grown from my body, right? So it's like sort of a conscious way to, or taking the reins on what I reform as, in a sense. So anyway, side tangent there, but it's when you understand that death is actually a transformation and continuation, and that goes for your consciousness. It's just like changing state. It's like we talked about on the episode yesterday, I believe. It's just changing state. You're always in another now, right? The consciousness that animates your physical form goes on, just like the atoms that make up your physical form goes on. It's all reflections. And when you're in touch with reality, he says, look, you no longer have You now have less views and more wisdom, a direct encounter with reality. When you really understand, when you really know what's going on, you can relax about all this. You're going to always be in another now, and there's infinite nows. You're going to go on. Let the fear go. It's nothing. There's nothing to fear. There's, even mentioned, Buddha just changed shape. Buddha is still, you can tap into Buddha's energy now. It's just like, it just is transformed and transmuted into another something else that's not, doesn't have the same physical form that was Siddhartha, right? The human form that consciousness animated. So once you understand this, as Rumi says, you've escaped the cage. Your wings are stretched out. Now fly. And that's what we're all doing here. We're all learning to fly together. We're not worried about what shows up. We are choosing the state that we will experience prior to our arrival in any circumstance. That is freedom. You are free today to choose to be at peace with what is. And that is the ultimate freedom, and congratulations on that. Congratulations for getting that, for knowing that, for this resonating with you, for you tuning into this broadcast at this moment. It's because this information is such a close reflection of where you're at in your own journey, and you have been through so many cages to get here. And now the door is open. Now your wings are stretched out. You're flapping them. You're flying. You may fall from time to time to the ground, but as Terrence McKenna said, you laugh and realize it's just a feather bed down there, and you'll get up and you'll do it again, and you'll fly further than the time before, and you're getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So go easy on yourself. Most of all, be proud of where you've come. Look at the freedom you have now compared to last July 4th, for example. Look how far you've come. You have so much to be proud of. Focus on that. Don't focus on what you still have to do or where you still lack. Focus on the beauty that you've created and the freedom that you've created. And by doing so, you'll only call in more. Focus your attention on what you want to see more of. That being said, we are out of imaginary time. Lovely listeners, I do have a song to leave you with today. I was really looking for a good song to go with. I love the four words that God keeps repeating. Hafiz said, come dance with me, come dance with me. And so I was thinking, what is a good song that sort of mirrors that? And I thought of an old song by Dave Matthews Band. And I really love Dave Matthews. And he wrote a song many years ago on a great, amazing album. And the song is called Dancing Nancies. And some of the lyrics, sing and dance, I'll play for you tonight, the thrill of it all. Dark clouds may hang on me sometimes, but I'll work it out. What's the use in worrying?
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.
Well, could I have been a parking lot attendant? Could I have been a millionaire valet? Could I have been lost somewhere in Paris? Could I have been your little brother? Could I have been anyone other than me? Could I have been, oh, anyone other than we? Could I have been anyone other than me? Could I have been anyone? He stands, touches his shoes untied, tongue gaping stare. Could I have been a magnet for money? Could I have been I'm so tired of life, such a shame to throw it all away. The images grow darker still. Could I have been anyone other than me? And then I look up at the sky. Sing.